USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are signs inflation might be slightly cooling off. The core personal consumption expenditures price index rose 5% from a year ago, as expected. The PCE is the Fed's favorite inflation measure because it excludes volatile food and energy prices. The Senate Agriculture Committee is holding the first of several congressional hearings to investigate what went wrong with failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX. Indiana Republican Senator Mike Braun tells Fox News that crypto needs to be correctly regulated and understood.
We've got a lot to learn, not only about the industry, the components of it. It is going to need some regulation if it's going to probably grow in an orderly way.
The Biden administration is continuing to strike out in court regarding student loan forgiveness.
President Biden's student loan debt transfer program, with plans to transfer hundreds of billions of dollars owed by tens of millions of college borrowers, was given another loss Wednesday as the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals denied his request to reinstate it. U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman called the student loan handouts unlawful. Biden has requested the Supreme Court intervene. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry.
Congress must pass a government funding bill before December 16th to avoid a partial government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says both sides need to work together to pass an omnibus bill, arguing that a continuing resolution would signal to Russia that the United States is wavering on its support for Ukraine.
The single worst thing we can do right now is give Putin any signal that we are wavering in our commitment to help Ukraine. That's precisely what a CR would signal, and we cannot afford to go down that treacherous road.
This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Following a discussion with French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House Thursday, President Joe Biden says they had a detailed talk about the Inflation Reduction Act.
The United States and Europe share the goal of making bold investments in clean energy to meet the challenges of the climate crisis and to build the industries of the future, including batteries and green hydrogen.
President Macron had criticized the law, claiming it gives U.S. companies an unfair advantage when Europe is already struggling with inflation from the Russian invasion of Ukraine. New details are coming out regarding an unsolved mystery.
Penn State scientists say they've made a breakthrough in the mysterious disappearance of legendary aviator Amelia Earhart. Earhart and her navigator disappeared without a trace over the Pacific Ocean in 1937 during her attempt to become the first woman to fly around the world. In 1991, an aluminum panel was found on an island north of Samoa that some believe came from Earhart's plane. Now researchers at Penn State University say they've used advanced imaging techniques to reveal hidden letters and numbers on the panel, which could help confirm that Earhart had landed on the island. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The college football playoffs will expand to 12 teams in 2024 after an agreement was reached with the Rose Bowl. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.